How important is legacy to you? Because it's a word that is so meaningful to me.
It's enormous. You know, you asked me about my burn. I talked about my cousin. And, you know, I mentioned the fact that I want to live my life to its fullest potential. But the other part of my burn is that I want to find peace in financial freedom and independence, because I come from a very blue collar family that struggled. My parents did a really good job keeping it from me, but I later learned that life was really tough for my parents. My father is a mechanic for 40 years, never went to college. My mother worked a bunch of different jobs just to try to help make ends meet. And I want to have and create a life for myself and for my family that we don't have to experience that struggle.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you know how we do this every single week. You're accustomed to this now. We're going to bring you a story of an athlete, an entertainer, a celebrity, an entrepreneur, a business owner, somebody who's made a choice to attack their life every day. By connecting to their burn, it's that underlying fire that ignites your why and your purpose that then causes you to be disciplined in your action on a daily basis. Today's guest is a very special guest for me. We actually met when I was speaking at Ed Milet's event to honor him, to honor my brother and his book, The Power of One More, when it hit the top of the charts. And Tom and I got to be out at this event. I got to speak at this event. And Tom, through another friend, we got to meet, we got to work out together. And I was so impressed with Tom for a couple of reasons that we're going to highlight today, but it's his longevity of success. You know, a lot of times people have short spurts of success, but Tom has been hammering away in his niche in the medical and biotech industry for 30 years, developing an unbelievable business for recruiting and really driving home a niche to make a difference one day at a time. All of his hard work, all of the building of the impact that he's had has led to tremendous success of teams. Now being invited to be a speaker, now being invited to be a coach, now having the MSL podcast, over 250,000 listeners in 80 countries worldwide. And all of it is because of his commitment to show up one day at a time. So Tom Caravella, the founder of the Carolyn Group, thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you. It is so great to have you on the burn.
Ben, thank you. I am so grateful to be here. I am grateful, and I think everything happens for a reason. Our paths crossed in California at Ed's house for a reason, and I can tell you that I'm grateful for our relationship, having met you, and in the short period of time that I've known you, you've made me a better person. So believe me, it's a privilege for me to be here today.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words, and I want what I like you. I want them to hear what's made you successful. So to take on 30 years, pharmaceutical, biotech, in the medical industry, this is a tough industry. There's ups and downs, there's regulation, there's change. What was the burn for you when you go back to when you started your career? Where did that fire come from for you to say, I'm going to take the risk to build a business and to make an impact?
Well, it wasn't one thing. I can tell you it was a number of things. But as you and I have talked about and how I've grown with you, one of the things is I want to live my life to its fullest potential. That's number one. So when I was a pharmaceutical sales rep out there banging on doors, starting my career and having success, by the way, was a great first step in my career. I knew that there was something else out there. I knew that I had to do something else. And to be honest, without giving the full story, 9/11 happened and it changed my life. My cousin Craig worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. You could imagine the story, 30 years old. His son was 3 months old at the time. Needless to say, on September 11th, he never came home. And my life fell apart. I was at the top of my game. I was doing really, really well. Everything was going great. And it just threw my whole life into a complete tailspin. And I had an opportunity at that time to take a chance. And that chance was to start my own business in the pharmaceutical industry as a recruiter. I honestly, Ben, I didn't even really know what I was doing at the time, but I had this opportunity, long story short, through a friend of a friend. And because my cousin's life was cut so short. At that point, I just knew that I needed to find a way to get to my full potential and never look back and just make him proud, make my family proud in just knowing that, okay, I'm doing this and I will not fail. There's no way that I'm going to fail at this. And I got to tell you, it wasn't easy, but we're talking 20 years after I started my business and I'm at the top of my game right now.
Similar to how I embrace, you know, the 6 extra years that my mother never had. I mean, there's all these extra years that you've gotten that he didn't get. And I know that's tough on the ears for people to listen to, but that's really the reality of the situation. And oftentimes that's where the burn comes from. It's that appreciation for every day. It's that more intentional focus on what every day means. Yeah, I'm so incredibly sorry for your loss. And I just want to share this as a side note for those that have not been to the memorial in New York. I mean, Tom, this hit me emotionally more than maybe anything in terms of, you know, seeing what I saw. But you're going through, and I don't know if you've been, but there's the room that has all of the names of everybody that lost their lives. And it's a very eerie thing to see that everybody has a different birth date, but everybody's second date, the date of their death, is exactly the same.
Yeah.
And Tom, it just stops you. I mean, it's given me goosebumps right now. I mean, it literally just stops because you don't see things like that. And, you know, I always think to myself, why does it take, you know, these tragedies of life for us to slow down? You know, and then there's individuals like you and I who have intentionally said, no, we're going to remember this because this is going to change my life. And I think a lot of why you continue to show up and you're performing at your highest level is all these years later, you still have that mindset. Is there some truth to that?
You know, it not only is there truth, but it just puts so much into perspective for me that life is so short. Ben, when I started my business, I felt like I was like someone was chasing me. That's how I felt. And I actually still feel like that. I still feel like that. I'm 55 years old and I haven't even scratched the surface yet for what I want to do in my life. So again, wanting to live to my fullest potential, have no regrets, and also make a real impact on other people's lives, there's way too much to do. So when that happened, every once in a while, you'll experience loss or an adversity. And sometimes you hear that expression, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. We all sweat the small stuff. That's what we do. But when you put it into perspective and see someone who loses a child, or if you lose a loved one and your life is changed forever, now all of a sudden you realize, okay, it's time for me to really start living, really start chasing my dreams. Because we only have a certain amount of time on this earth, and we have to decide and choose every day, what are we going to do with it?
It's so powerful to have that sort of focus and intentional mindset, which is something that I respect about your business. And I want to take this to a place that a lot of people don't talk about often, but I think it's very important. You know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes people misunderstand when they hear people say, you know, you need to have all these buckets of revenue, right? And so then they come up with 6 or 7 different business ideas or strategies because they're an entrepreneur. And one of the things I admire, you know, 30 years of you doing this work. So the Carolyn Group's an executive search firm for pharmaceutical and biotech industry. And so when you think about, okay, that's a niche. So you decided to hammer that niche. As a result of hammering that niche with aggressive patience, showing up with this mindset, you now have another bucket, which is because you're an expert in the area, you now have been honored with the opportunity to speak and train and coach others because you stayed in the niche. Another bucket was created. And then you have MSL Talk, your podcast, as I alluded to earlier, 250,000 listeners, 80 countries. Another bucket that came from staying and being disciplined in your niche. And so I'd love for you to speak to the importance of aggressive patience, staying in your niche, believing in what you're doing every day, because you've created all these buckets as opposed to saying, hey, I'm going to go and have 7 different buckets of what I do, because that's what I read in a book, is that an entrepreneur has multiple streams of revenue. How important has it been for you to stay in that niche that then has resulted in all these other ancillary opportunities?
I'll tell you, Ben, it's meant everything to me in the success of my career, the success of my business, and all the opportunities that I now have are because of the fact that I developed this niche and developed it over 20 years. It's not a flash in the pan where I'm coming in and I'm saying, okay, I'm a specialist in this, but I have no body of work to support it. And let me say that this is very difficult. It's not easy to do. All of us as entrepreneurs, and I know me personally, I suffer from comparisonitis, which is a disease where you're always looking to see what everybody else is doing and what maybe you should be doing to get you to another level. Well, one of the things, thankfully, and I thank God every day, is that I developed this niche within the pharmaceutical industry focused on what's called medical science liaisons. Now, I don't need to get into the details of what that is, but very, very early on, literally right when I first started my business, one of my clients asked me, hey, do you guys recruit medical science liaisons? And of course, at the time, I was like, sure, of course. You know, I didn't even call medical science liaisons. I didn't even know what it was. Like, yeah, you know, MSLs. I'm like, yeah, MSLs, we do those. Well, anyway, got into that end of the recruiting business, saw a real opportunity. And over the course of that 20-year period, it was relationship after relationship. It was project after project. It was building up this level of experience and expertise intentionally so that the relationships, the clients, the body of work that I built, I was able to then translate into a podcast that focuses specifically on that niche, social media and marketing campaigns focused specifically on that niche. And now I'm doing training programs and speaking engagements focused on that niche, which has led to other things because of the podcast. People look at me as someone that's been inspirational for them. I've helped thousands of people get into the pharmaceutical industry in the job of their dreams. So with that comes a lot of loyalty and a fan base. So that's why there's over 250,000 listeners in 80 countries, is because there's tremendous value in my expertise in the niche. So I want to share that with entrepreneurs that are out there that think that they may need to be, you know, jack of all trades, master of none kind of thing, and maybe put the thought in your head of what if you were to develop a super niche for what you do? Or what if you have a niche right now, but you're not promoting it the way you should?
You know, really what I think about when I hear you talk about this is the word uncommon, which of course I love that word, having, you know, written the book Uncommon Leadership and highlighting all these leaders. But your story is an amazing story. I mean, if you listen to what Tom's sharing, that's uncommon to lead in that sort of way, 30 years in the industry, 20 years with the Carolyn Group. That's a long time to withstand challenge, adversity, and to believe, like, I'm going to stay in this niche. And then you hear all of the increased impact that's come from remaining in the niche. That's uncommon. You are an uncommon leader. What is the most important lesson you've learned as a leader that you can share with others that'll help them choose to be uncommon and to have the discipline to stay in a niche, or to have the aggressive patience to stay in the fight when they don't feel like it? What makes you uncommon, or what's that powerful leadership lesson you like to share with others?
Well, number one is nothing is ever what it seems. We set out a plan and we have this idea in our mind of what it's going to look like or what it's going to be. And life, as it does, is going to throw curveballs at you. You're going to get adversity and curveballs and things. We think it's one thing, but then we realize, well, maybe it's not. So you have to have the consistency and the habits to go out every single day and move the needle in some way. And Ben, I'm going to steal a line from you. It's standards over feelings. You have to set a very high standard for how you live, run your business and live your life, and how you're going to show up every day, because no matter what, the one thing I can guarantee you is that you're going to get a curveball. You're going to get, something's going to come in your path that you didn't expect. And if you let it derail you, distract you, take you off course, bring you in another direction, you can lose everything. But if you stay consistent and if you know who you are and show up every day, you're going to make progress even on your worst days. It's like, I hate to use this analogy, but like if you're up at the plate and you're sitting there and like I said, nothing's what it seems. You're waiting straight fastball. And all of a sudden you get this curve with a 2-foot break. Are you going to stand there with the bat on your shoulder going down looking, or are you going to swing for the fences or at least try to hit a bloop single? Make something happen. Be consistent and be ready because it's never going to be easy.
Staying in the fight, understanding that, choosing that sort of a mindset, you end up leaving a legacy. And that's really what you're doing now, Tom, with the consistency of remaining in this niche. Thousands of people impacted just in terms of bringing them into the industry. And then the tens of thousands every single month just listening to the podcast. How important is legacy to you? I'd love to finish there because it's a word that is so meaningful to me.
It's enormous. You know, you asked me about my burn. I talked about my cousin and, you know, I mentioned the fact that I want to live my life to its fullest potential. But the other part of my burn is that I want to find peace in financial freedom and independence because I come from a very blue collar family that struggled. My parents did a really good job keeping it from me, but I later learned that life was really tough for my parents. My father is a mechanic for 40 years, never went to college. My mother worked a bunch of different jobs just to try to help make ends meet. And I want to have and create a life for myself and for my family that we don't have to experience that struggle. And Ben, it's not just a struggle and wondering if you have enough money to live a certain lifestyle. It's having peace in where you are from a career perspective, a financial perspective, having that fulfillment in what you do. And translating that to my son, as you mentioned, my son went to the United States Naval Academy, graduated now. He serves our country as a Marine Corps officer. He's stationed in Okinawa, Japan right now. My daughter went to University of Pennsylvania. She now lives in New York and works for an investment bank. I wanted them to have the ability to take care of themselves and have a life where they can find peace. And they can find financial independence and not have to worry and struggle with money and money challenges, but also be fulfilled in their careers. You know, and then the last thing that really ignites my burn is I want to help others. I want to help others in that because how many people struggle financially? How many people are looking for their next career? I feel like I have an obligation to people that come across my desk every single day to help them. If I have the answers to the test, I'm sharing it with them. How much I can tell you.
I love it. Tom, thank you so much for your intentionality. Thank you for showing up with the burn every day and for being an example of what it means to stay in that niche and to be aggressive and to be intentional and to believe. I mean, there's so much belief in what you say, which has caused you to be so disciplined over all these years. And I love hearing your thoughts on legacy. And, you know, for those really paying attention, it's not just the impact you make in business, it's the impact you have on family. And we can, when we're intentional, have an impact on both. Thank you so much. We're going to make sure in all of the notes for the show that you have the opportunity to learn about MSL Talk. Those of you that understand the importance of that niche, I know just by having Tom's name as a burn guest, people are going to be listening. I know you're probably already tuned into a show. If you're not, make sure that you are. And we appreciate you, Tom. We appreciate your example. Much love, brother. And I cannot wait to continue to have the opportunity to grow with you.
Ben, this was amazing. I love you. I appreciate everything that you do. You inspire me every single day. Please keep doing what you're doing. And you inspire others. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, brother. And for everybody listening, this is the burn. This is why we do what we do. There's so many amazing stories of individuals who have made that choice to connect to the burn, which ignites that why and that purpose and then causes them to be disciplined, especially on the days that they don't want to do it. Please share this episode with somebody that needs to hear the importance of legacy and staying in a niche and to hear Tom's story. Share the burn, stay connected to your burn, and we will see you next week.
This episode of the Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to bennewmancoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.